because a lot of people ask me, make my man, I'm so and so all around.
Who did they just announce?
The whole, that's them, this to your children. Uh-huh. I want you to tell, I want to hear these little children. That's all right, you sit down and hold, I'll hang you back up.
These are the children.
These children coming around. Those hanging baskets for flower pots.
Now one of them plays the piano?
That's the little, he's just now 19. He's been singing preacher since he was 9. I made him.
What, 6 brothers, did you say?
3 brothers and 4 sisters. 3 brothers, 3 sisters, something. That's a 7-year-old boy saying so high, 7 years old. let her go. Lead her. Song I wrote. It's right behind
this. He's gonna start singing it now?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What's the name of it?
Wait right here when Jesus comes. Yes. Yeah. That's me. Yeah, this is me now. I made them cross, I mean a beautiful cross, and praying, step of praying hands hang on the wall. I'm sorry to hold you all up, but I just
wanted. No, that's what's worth waiting for. Now, what are the words to that? Just sing one verse of it as it would go.
I was waiting right here when Jesus come. I'll be standing right here when he come. I'll be waiting when he come. I'll be here from sun to sun. I'll be waiting right here when my Jesus come. I'll be praying right here when my Jesus come. I'll be right here from sun to sun. I'll be praying right here when my Jesus come. I'll be singing right here until Jesus come. I'll be singing right here until he come. I'll be here from sun to sun. I'll be singing right here when my Jesus come.
That's beautiful.
I wrote that.
Well.
And I couldn't get nobody to help me with this, so I gave to those children. I wish you could hear them in person.
No, was.
Excuse me.
Now that was the song that you wrote after you had been ill.
It came to me. They said, "I said, though, you was talking to. So I'm not worried. So I'm gonna be waiting. So I'm not worried." And when I came to myself, that's what I was singing. And it kept on boring on me. Kept on boring. And I kept praying over it and praying over it. Every now and then a word would come to me. The word would come to me, and I kept on until I got it together. So that is it. So I gave to those little children. I had a copyright and everything. So I gave it to them.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So I was just thinking, do you have any more questions?
Not that I know of, other than I hope you can come up to the festival. We would like very much to have you come up.
I will, if the Lord permits me to come.
Uh-huh. I understand.
I will come.
Okay, and I'll be, I can write you and just keep in touch with you. I've got your address.
Mm-hmm.
And this month I'll be going over the budget and all the money that, because we only have so much money to work with,
mm-hmm.
and try and figure all of that out. And I can let you know ahead of time how much we'll be able to pay you. And I don't know if we're trying to get, a rule pass so we can pay.
Pay the expenses in advance. See, there's always been a state rule before that you have to wait and hand in the travel voucher, and then wait takes like 3 weeks to get paid. And mm-hmm. so we're trying to change that so that we can pay you your travel and everything all
come.
In advance,
mm-hmm.
so that you've got it, and then just the honorarium.
And what they did, they sent me my ticket. They sent their ticket by plane or bus. I went traveling. They didn't want me to ride the bus, but I rode the bus twice, but it was inconvenient for me.
All the way to Washington?
Yes, I rode the bus twice to Washington when I was just broke down.
See, we're a lot closer.
I know it, but what I'm saying, it got next to me, because I like to ride the bus. It got next to me, but I didn't grumble. I didn't complain. So the last time I went by Pan American, Mr. Wilson, this wouldn't admit me to ride there. He said, "No, Mr. McLean, I don't want you to ride no bus.
Yeah.
I don't want you to ride." And he kept on talking to me, kept on calling. So I decided, I said, "Well, I won't be contrary. I will accept the plane." I enjoyed it too bad that I had to do it.
Well, now, does your friend, the evangelist, does she drive?
No.
No.
She don't have.
Neither of you drive.
No.
Now, does she play the piano?
No, she don't play.
Okay,
she sings.
Mm-hmm.
She sings.
Okay.
She's a preacher, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think we're, what, about probably 4 hours on the bus from here. About 4 hours up to Lake City, which is where you'd get off. We're up that way. Lake City, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd,
somebody pick
there,
you up.
Yeah, they'll go back to the veteran hospital every now and then.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. My husband's a veteran.
Yeah.
And he's sick.
Uh-huh.
You have to go up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, then you know where we are.
No, I have never been to Lake City, but that's where he has to go sometimes.
Okay.
They send him from B-Pine over there.
Uh-huh.
Well, but we'll get in touch with you closer to festival time about that, you know, and we'll arrange somehow to, you know, get you up there comfortably and everything.
Okay.
It's, as I say, it's a lot closer. 4 hours is okay on the bus. I can't imagine. How many hours did it take to get up to Washington?
Well, I left here at 8:15 Tuesday morning, and I got there at what time? Wednesday, sometime in the evening, late in the evening. Well, I was tired. I had to change here and change there, change here and change there.
Mm.
I changed 5 times, and I was just fagged out.
Yeah.
I went twice, but it wasn't their fault, but it was mine.
Yeah.
And but I'm telling you, I'll never do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
Too much, yeah.
I left here 8:15. I got there at 9 something, I think, at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I left here 8:15 at Tuesday morning. And I got there 9 something at Wednesday night. That's what it was.
Ah, 25 hours on
the
bus. How can anybody be fagged out?
I was fagged completely out. I'm tired. I was tired. It wasn't their fault. That was my fault.
Which reminds me, one last question I thought about. When you were traveling all that time on the minstrel shows and everything, how did you travel? And what?
Well, we went on the show train. They had show trains. Then in some of those shows we went through and sleepers. Irvin C. Miller had a beautiful Navy sleeper.
Mm.
It had two of them, and they were beautiful. And on the radio shows, I rode on the coaches of the cars, so I had my own stateroom and everything.
Mm.
And it was very beautiful. I had a nice room and bath and all, you know, dining room area and that, see. And sometimes, too, if I'd take a note that ride in a car, sometimes it's the sightseers to see. Or they go straight through them all the stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we travel all the time. We had a good time.
Out of all the different shows and stuff you worked, which was your favorite?
Brown Skin Models.
Roskin who?
Brown Skin Models. Irvin
C. Miller.
Brown
Skin Models. Oh, you worked for them too?
5 years, 6 months, and 3 days. Oh, well, I'm married to them. Everywhere I got, they I just wanted to say married to those shows that they kept me, wouldn't let me go. Bronze Mannequin, I was on there 7.5 years. Mrs. Taylor's living zone and her $1 almost wouldn't survive. They're all gone now. She has a motel in Los Angeles.
Now, the Brown Skin Models, what would you do for them?
This same thing, it's a feature track. Yeah, they got on the show, they always got a feature attraction.
Uh-huh.
And I would have to be the feature attraction. So.
Well, for the Brown Skin Models, what was a show like? I mean,
vaudeville, but it just traveled.
Uh-huh. Well, what kind, when you'd go out and do a show, like who would be the opening acts? What kind of acts would
they have? Oh, well, they have the opening number and the last one's on nobody like show business and, I can't think of all of them. And then a singer would come behind the opening. Then after the singer come, then he'd come in a bit. Then a bit would come.
A comedy routine?
Right, and then next a chorus would come. Then after the chorus, another single would come. Then after that single, a chorus would come. Then the comedian would come and do his thing. Then after him, the chorus would come again. Then the blues singer would close the whole show.
Mm.
Then behind the whole show would be the finale. That's the whole entire cast.
Okay.
It was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
I don't know whether I put them away, but I got a lot of pictures and things. I'll send them to y'all and keep them and let you see them.
That would be
take copies of them.
Yeah, we can make copies of them and send them back to you.
I'll send them to you. Give you the address. I'll send them to you because I got some of my stuff packed away here. And I'll find them. I let Mr. Wilson and they had them. They sent them back to me.
Yeah.
So I got some of the chorus line, the Cuban chorus line. It was just beautiful.
Well, when you would sing at the close of a show, how many tunes would you do?
I never did but two.
Just two?
These people, they sing too much. They sing all the time. They're not supposed to. Mm-hmm. I didn't even do but two songs. A feature never do but two songs unless it's a popular demand. Mm-hmm. Then you can come back with your third song or something like that. But otherwise, you're not supposed to do but two songs.
And how many songs would the other, like all those groups do that would come on?
Well, the chorus girl did most all the singing. They do one song, but either chorus that and they go back. When they come back again, they have another song, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's the way they do. Mm-hmm. But use a feature attraction, they'll never do but two songs. That's the ovation is awful heavy. Now, when I was in Washington this last time at the temple, I had two standing ovations. See, they like to choke me to death up there. My throat was so sore, but it was good. I enjoyed it.
I remember that.
It was good, wasn't it good?
Oh, it was wonderful. Oh, you took down the house.
Yes, I enjoyed
it.
You
were the
feature. And Curtis Bell can play some organ. I love hearing that y'all play organ. Uh-huh. Now, I tried to get, it's two people in that aggregation. I've been trying to get the address. I lost it. Somehow or another, the blind preacher that played.
I have his address. Mr. Womack.
Well, I've been begging Steve. I got some songs.
Reverend Womack.
Right. I've been begging Steve.
From Roanoke, Virginia.
Is it Roanoke? I thought it was Alexandria.
No, well, I can get you his address. I have it up home.
All right. And I've been getting it at the cane man and it was his wife that made the quilts. The man that sold the cane.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been begging. I got a box here for her. Right back here. And I've been packed for long to send her
the man who made the canes, his name was David, he's from Mississippi.
No, he's from...
From Louisiana.
He's from Homer. Homer, Louisiana.
I know who, David Allen. That's his name.
I've been trying to get it. I got a box back here. I've been wanting to send them people, and I begged Steve them to send me the address, and they keep saying they're going to send it, and they'll never send it. And the child called me and told me she had it, and she was going to send it, and I ain't got it until the day it's back. I got a big box over here.
I'll get it for you. Mm-hmm.
And I've been wanting to get it. And Reverend Womack, he wanted one day at a time, and it had not been for the Lord, and I had it copied for him to send, mm-hmm. and I ain't never got it to him.
Mm-hmm. I'll get it to you. He was in that area where I was working, so, and I know, see, Lucretti, lady I was with, Lucretti, the basket maker, she's going to be at the festival, too.
Is she?
Yeah, and she wanted his address, too, because she and Celestine, remember Celestine, the lady from mm-hmm. South Carolina?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they loved him, too. They thought he was
such a beautiful person. And they kept telling me they're going to send me the address. I have never got it. I've got it, and the box is back here packed. I've been wanting to send it to the child. Mm-hmm. I promised the truth. I said, don't you think that one was a big lie? But he never sent it. Mm-hmm. So they kept, I finally got it. I'm going to send it. I ain't got it till yet. Mm-hmm. So I had the book up on, but I tell you a good acting people had from South Carolina. Did you see them people, the imitating of the Shouters? Did you see them?
Mm-mm. No,
well, it was on the, they were on the June show in June. Now, they were good. They out of, South Carolina.
Mm.
I've got the book here. I'll send you one of the books. They're outside and they're good. They're doing it. They had on their old timey clothes. And the man is 90 some years old. It's the MC.
Mm.
And he's picking up the leaves, Adam. Oh, Adam, picking up the leaves. It's good. They're really good. They're out of South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I got that thing. I'll find it. I'll send it to you.
Uh-huh.
But they're really good.
And,
I don't know that one. Yeah. Could you sing a chorus of it?
Could you sing just a chorus of it?
He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow. But I'll tell go. I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Well, 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 he's sweet, I know. Yes, he is. He's sweet, I know. Dark clouds may rise, strong wind may blow, but I'll tell the world wherever I go. I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know. Lord, I can't forget when I was so sad. My head was hanging down, and my heart was feeling bad. It's all I can say. Lord, take my heart. And I found a Savior, and he gave me a star. Well, 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 he's sweet, I know. Oh, yes, he's sweet, I know. Mm-hmm. Dark clouds may rise, and strong wind may blow. Well, I'll tell the world wherever I go. Oh, I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know.
Ah, that's beautiful. I've never heard that one.
That's a pretty song. I like it. I love it.
That's beautiful.
That's what I like it.
Well, we'd be really honored if you could come up and do, you know, whatever you want to do. You don't have to sing blues, but...
Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, boy. That's great. Well, Mary, I guess we're going to get this... down.
Okay, well,
I know one thing. I was talking to your husband outside when I was making the copies of the pictures, and we sure would like to get a picture of the both of you.
Maybe outside.
Maybe. Okay.
That'd be great.
That'd be all right.
Okay.
We certainly appreciate you taking the time.
You know, we've tried to come down one time before, but we
and they had death. My brother had the Labor Day. You know, Saturday he had gone downtown, did all his shopping and everything, and cooked barbecue that Monday morning.
Uh-huh.
Webstead found him dead 2:30 Monday evening.
Oh.
Well, that thing, I still can't get over it. It's just done something to me.
Well, you know, I talked.